When we meditate, we focus on our own mind, because the mind is the source of all things that are skillful and unskillful. And particularly, the Buddha said, the source of all skillfulness is the quality of heedfulness. When you recognize that there are dangers in life, but there's something you can do about them. If you couldn't do anything about them, there'd be no need for heedfulness. It wouldn't serve any purpose. You have to remember, though, that the dangers are both inside and outside, and the really dangerous ones are the ones that are inside. People can steal things from you, they can harm you, but that doesn't send you to hell. But if you act on unskillful thoughts, unskillful intentions, those can take you to hell, even in this lifetime. So be very careful about your mind. This is why we practice concentration, to put the mind on one object that we know is good, and then try to keep it there. As the Buddha said, the purpose of this skill is to think the thoughts you want to think, and not think the thoughts you don't want to think. And if your mind is wandering all over the place, out of your control, how can you say that you're safe? You want to focus on things that are good to think about. And your standards, what counts as something good to think about, should also develop. So focus right here. The mind wanders off, bring it back. Wanders off again, bring it back again. Show the mind that you mean business. That way, when dangers come, either outside or inside, your mind will not become a traitor. It'll be on your side, thinking about what is going to lead to your long-term welfare and happiness, realizing that that's not a selfish ideal. Because if your happiness is going to be long-term, it has to be harmless, both to you and all other people. So think about that. Keep that in mind. Some people say that heedfulness and mindfulness are the same thing, but they're not. Mindfulness is the ability to keep something in mind. Heedfulness is a sense of dangers. So you keep those dangers in mind. That way mindfulness and heedfulness work together. So work on your mindfulness right now. You've made up your mind to stay with the breath, well, keep it there. Keep remembering this is where you want to be. That way you get some control over your mind, and your mind, which can be so dangerous, becomes less and less of a problem. The more and more on the side of your true happiness, long-term happiness, happiness that doesn't disappoint.